Benny. Keep it coming.
Endurance riding. Even in fine weather, it's not a sport for the faint-hearted. Add in wet, windy and boggy conditions along rough forestry tracks and you have even more respect for the horses and their riders who've just completed this gruelling 160-kilometre course. Hello, I'm Jennifer Nichols, near Imbul on Queensland's Sunshine Coast, where 23-year-old Ben Hudson and his horse Cap Braveheart have successfully defended their Australian Endurance Championship title in a time of 10 hours, 15 minutes and 30 seconds. Local rider Kaylee Ma was second, coming in an agonising 3 seconds behind on her gelding Alanda Lali.
You're looking remarkably good for somebody who's been riding since 3 o'clock this morning.
Thank you. The adrenaline, I think.
What were the conditions like out there?
It was quite wet. The track held up pretty well, but there was a lot of places slippy and the bog makes it hard for horses to run on. And it definitely slowed a lot of horses down and it made the day a lot harder, I guess.
Ben and Cap Braveheart might have crossed the finish line first, but their race isn't over just yet. A team of supporters springs into action, feeding and watering the horse, washing him down with warm water and covering his hindquarters in a blanket. He's then walked and trotted in front of a veterinary team to ensure he's come through the event fit and healthy. Comprehensive vet checks are part and parcel of endurance events. The horses will be checked up to 6 times during a race, and it's not uncommon for up to 45% of all horses to be vetted out during an event. Brian Sheehan is heading up the team of vets here today.
Endurance riding is a long-distance riding, not like the races where it's only in a small period of doing so many furlongs. So long-distance riding is like long-distance running with human athletes. So because the horse is carrying a rider, we have to make certain that the horse is healthy and is able to continue. So we're sort of the custodians of the welfare of the horse. So our job is to make certain that before the horse can go out on its next loop, it must fit some fitness parameters. Good heart rate, below 64 beats a minute, that it's hydrated and it looks bright and has no illness from what's happened beforehand. So that's our role, to eliminate those horses who don't fit those criteria. Horses with high heart rates are pulled out. Horses that are not drinking, not eating are pulled out. Horses that are lame are removed from the competition. So every horse gets examined 6 or 7 times during the competition to make certain they meet the rigorous standards.
Endurance riding is a growing sport here in Australia and facilities are improving all the time to meet the demand. Matthew Sample is responsible for developing this purpose-built endurance course, attracting a top field of riders and horses to the national championships.
They've come from all over Australia, from Tasmania, WA, South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales. Some other riders, other competitors have come from New Zealand. Japan, we have a plastic, a brain surgeon from Japan has competed here. We've had people from Germany, France, Poland, all over Europe. It's been an amazing turnout, Jennifer.
Now, the weather has been incredibly challenging. It's been consistent rain, making the conditions up and down those hills quite slippery. Yeah. How has everybody been going?
Yeah. The conditions have been very challenging for horse and rider. You're understanding that the 160 riders, they started at 3 a.m. this morning, 3 a.m. and it was raining and then it has continually rained and they're grinding away. The last competitor who comes in will probably take 23 odd hours to complete the course. 23 hours in a saddle, grinding away with pouring rain, getting off your horse, sliding. No doubt horses, in this type of conditions, horses fall over all the time. You've got riders falling off. And the testament to endurance riders is their grit towards finishing. And to complete is to win in many people's eyes, as it is in mine. But it's a sport which gives satisfaction to all riders for what they want to achieve in their sport.
It's hard to believe, but Ben Hudson is a relative newcomer to the sport of endurance riding. In just 18 months, he's already taken out two Australian titles and the coveted Tom Quilty Cup, considered the pinnacle of endurance riding in Australia. He's now hoping to be selected in the Australian team to compete in the World Championships later this year with his 8-year-old Arabian stallion, Cap Braveheart.
He's still only young, but he's... As his name suggests, he's got a really big heart, and he just puts in 110% every time, and you always know he's got something left in the tank, I guess. Most good endurance horses don't get ready till they're 10 or 11 to really compete, so he's doing it pretty early, I guess.